Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
O-line changes. Let's start there for the Commanders yesterday. What did you make of going with Andrew Wiley at right guard, which meant benching Nick Allegretti? We knew that was going to be the case on Friday.
Yep.
And here's what we didn't know. A change at left guard. Brandon Coleman, the third-round pick last year, who played okay at left tackle, who got kicked inside the guard so that they could trade for Laremy Tunsil, who struggled a bit in the first two games, but I certainly didn't think it was benchable levels of bad, ends up getting sat while healthy, a scratch, deactivated, so that former seventh-round pick from a previous regime, Chris Paul, could start over him, and then they go out and they run for 200 yards and they keep Mariota clean for the most part.
I was stunned. So when I first saw or first heard he's inactive, I said, he caught a bug or, you know, there's something we don't know about or whatever.
He actually missed practice time with a shoulder injury this week. So When I saw he was inactive, I thought, oh, something flared up. Like, they said he was fine, but clearly he wasn't, and something went sideways, and there was a regression. But immediately, and to the team's credit, because this is not really how they operate in any way under Adam Peters, they put out there, simultaneous to saying he was out, that this was not health-related. Now, they weren't, like, outing him as if he was, you know, being benched for a, you know, missing curfew or something.
Right.
But they literally were like, coach's decision. This is not a health thing. I thought that was fascinating. So right away, everyone's like, what?
Huh?
You're benching Brandon Coleman for Chris Paul? Well, it worked.
Sure did.
That was the best they played. How much of that is the Raiders? I don't know. How much of it is the best matchup that they've gotten? Because you played the Giants front and the Packers defensive line, which is a bunch of badasses, first and second round picks. I think that's a factor. I'll bet you Brandon Coleman would have had his best of the three games too. But Chris Paul responded. Andrew Wiley responded. They ran for 174 yards in the first half yesterday.
Yeah, the Wiley substitution made sense to me. I thought he would start at the outset, but I think maybe they were kind of keeping him in reserve in case they needed to use him at swing tackle or something to that effect. But I think now they said, okay, we've seen enough in a good direction, maybe from Connerly, which I don't know, you know, what their data indicates in that regard, but they feel comfortable enough, or maybe that was a way to help improve things for Connerly to have Wiley next to him. So that's what I anticipated happening. So that switch, no big deal to me. Allegretti's your backup kind of at every interior spot, no problem. The Coleman decision, again, not just to say we're going to swap, have Chris Paul, we like the matchup, but inactive so that Ale Cajo could be active or whatever the decision was there, that was really surprising me that he'd be inactive, not a play away. Not playing at all, like not eligible to play. That to me is the big leap there.
Linnell said this to me, and I don't. What I said to him is, and I don't know if it makes more sense when I say this, but if he's not starting, then there's no reason to have him up. You only get a limited number. I think it's three backups basically along the offensive line that you're keeping up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have.
So Scott was going to play no matter what.
Yes, they need to have multiple position flex. Allegretti's your backup center and guard. And then you have an extra offensive lineman, generally, who could play tackle.
And was Fant up yesterday? Because he didn't play, obviously. But
yes, Fant
so that was the
up.
Third guy. There you go.
So and he's your swing tackle.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is, Wiley could kick outside to tackle, and then you could put Allegretti in at guard. Or Wiley can play guard. Either he could basically play four spots on the offensive line. Allegretti can play three spots on the offensive line. Coleman would only really be able to replace Laremy Tunsil or the left guard spot. There's not really a flex there to him. He hasn't played any right guard. He hasn't really played any right tackle. So as soon as you decide he's not starting, like Chris Paul as an example, is not going to be up, generally speaking, right? You're either starting or you're not up if you're those guys. So I was not surprised he was deactivated in the sense that...
Once that he wasn't starting,
if you would have told me he was getting benched, then he's not playing. But I was shocked that they moved on from him because he's their guy. They just took him in the third round. I mean, this is a... We've claimed him as one of their wins, one of their victories, and it just changes the sight line on what is he. I'm at a training camp a few weeks ago, and I got people telling me he's on the Cosme trajectory, where he was an okay tackle, but you move him into guard, and he's got a chance to be a Pro Bowl-level guard. Maybe they still feel that way. Maybe that's eventually where this thing goes. But right now, he can't start over Chris Paul in their minds. That's what we learned. I actually was in the post-game press conference and asked Dan Quinn about benching Brandon Coleman point blank. This is what he said.
We really made, you know, as competition, the biggest part of it. We made both spots at guard with Nick and Brandon. They're a big part of what we do. But that is the central theme of where we're at. And so we're still in the early days here to get going. And competition's part of who we are in all ways, in all shapes and sizes. So with inside at guard, hey, we're going to go in a different way. That mean where we're at for, you know, not making any statement or message. Trust me on that. This is what we're doing right today. And we'll keep digging, man. That's what competing is about. And you just keep battling to find it. And we'll continue to do that.
So that's ongoing. That's not like a one game reset it. Whoever continues to win that competition is the guy.
Yep. Both spots. Yep.
Meaning right guard's up for grabs too. You know, this week it was Wiley over Allegretti, but if Allegretti outperforms him, here's what I really like about this. It's so easy to preach competition when you're getting your guy on the field for someone else's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Guy. You know, when you're elevating your fourth round pick or your second round pick or whatever, hey, we compete around here. When you're benching your own guy for someone from the previous regime, it just means a little more to me. There is a credibility and a legitimacy to talking about being the best.
You're actually walking the walk, yeah.
Absolutely. And again, would I have benched Coleman after two games at a new position? Probably not. Because we've talked a lot about Josh Connerly and whether they should sit him for a week or two. And it ended up, I think they got by without Max Crosby having been a major issue or concern. But my point is, if all that matters is winning this football game this Sunday, you could reset him. They're going to tell you it's only been two games. His good is better than Coleman's good. Talking about Connerly, I think his bad was probably worse than Coleman's bad. Maybe they would disagree with that. But it's certainly more noticeable because he's on that island at tackle, whereas Coleman's inside and it's just not as obvious. But man, they must have been really frustrated to make this change. They don't do that with their young guys. Who have they benched that they drafted? Who have they demoted effectively? So I just think it was a telling thing. I really do.
Yeah, I smell what you're cooking there. I mean, again, they haven't just said, okay, Ben Sinnott, the job is yours, or Luke McCaffrey, you're getting more reps, and although he broke out this week. But Chris Moore signed from anywhere, USA has more looks and more snaps through the first three games than McCaffrey does. So you're right. You are practicing what you preach. Doesn't matter how you got here. You're here. And once you're here, we all need everybody to be buying into this thing. And so guys know, and guys are getting rewarded for the good behavior, so to speak. But I don't know. This is one of those things where I'm going, they won the game. Hard to argue with the results. Who knows, you know, some of the nuance there. If it's just that the Raiders aren't particularly good. They'd been pretty good against the run, though. I'll say that. Well, Washington knocked them around in that regard. But I don't love the idea of not being as patient with Coleman when you couldn't have been more patient last year. You had an opportunity to go out and sign somebody or you know, shore up that left tackle spot, and you left him out there on an island and said, fare thee well, young man. I thought he held his own. And now he's adjusting to a new spot. You know, wouldn't you like him to grow into something? But maybe you don't have time for that as you're kind of competing, hopefully, at the highest level.
Looking at just some of the grading from PFF from yesterday's game, Chris Paul, and again, this is one metric, doesn't tell you a whole lot, had a really, really good game. For the season now, they've got him as an 86 grade. But yesterday, against Vegas, they've got him as an 85.4. Run blocking was the highest on the team. Pass blocking was really good. So they very much liked what they saw. Zero pressures. I'll say this, too. Mariota helps the line a little bit. And this is something when Jaden gets back in there that I think this was not a problem as much last year, but in the first 2 weeks of this year, it is not an area where he's thrived, in my opinion. Ball's got to come out, man. He's got to get rid of the football quickly and quicker. And Mariota did that. There was a decisiveness. Their quick game was on point. How many times did you see, I'm not even sure what they would call it, but those little stick routes where in like a zone, a guy runs like a 7-yard turnaround hitch route, where he just is right there, flat-footed, looking back at the quarterback. It's Terry McLaurin. He hit, you know, a couple of those two, or Zach Ertz or whatever. And, like, on those plays, Mariota knew where he was going with the ball. He gets to the back of a three-step drop, and the ball's coming out of his hand. And it just makes your life so much easier when you're not holding the ball, where you know exactly where a guy's going to be in his drop, where he's not dropping to a depth he's not supposed to. I thought he made the life easier for the offensive line yesterday. And when Daniels gets back in there, ideally this weekend against Atlanta, but whenever that is, he needs to turn the fader up on that. Like, that is something I'd like to see him do more of. Take that out of the veteran that you just got to watch play. You're better than him in every way. No one's going to say you're not. But that doesn't mean you can't learn from guys who've just been around for a long time.
For sure, yeah. And it can be helpful to get a second sort of different perspective on something. Go, hey, look at that. Now,
and he made so many plays last year, too. Like, some of the amazing plays all year long you get praised for or in the offseason that show up on your top 100 sizzle reel, like where you keep the ball and you roll to your right and you find Terry for 60. That gets in your head and you start thinking about making big, awesome plays. Whereas, you know what passing is just on time. You know, being a step ahead of the defense. And especially in quick game, boom, 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 boom. Mariota does not hesitate.
No, and in a lot of cases, you know, I think maybe that was the desire against Green Bay, for example, but everything's taken away. So there's always different ingredients to it and variables, but I think in general your point's right, where sometimes it doesn't have to be the million-dollar profit. It could be the 50 grand profit. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes there's something just available to you, and you know, as you can, it's all down and situation dependent too. You can't on a check down on the first available thing on a 3rd and 15 in a crunch time moment, that doesn't help you to get 4 yards. But yeah, there are probably more opportunities just to cash in something and kind of stay ahead of the sticks, which they did a good job of a lot last year.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.